once and all, babe.
They'll come to grips. They will. They'll understand.
Who?
The Shador fans, right?
That's up to them, man. I can't tell them to come to grips. You can tell them to come to grips. I'm not telling people to come to grips. I'm just reading the replies of why I'm not mentioning Drew Aller yet. Drew Aller has his chance coming up on November 1st at Ohio Stadium. Drew Aller will have his chance. I will get to that coming up again later on. 216-474-0092. Are you annoyed by Shador fans? Lima is fit to be tight. I didn't realize you were sitting on this all weekend. Yeah, like, it seems Saturday afternoon, you got yourself in a good, strong lather, and you've been waiting to pounce for 2 days, and here you are. I would have done this at six had I known you were that.
What time did this hit you?
Remember, I did not watch Ohio State live.
Right.
Because I was doing the Kent State game. So I got home, and my For You page was all Rippy Arch, right? But it wasn't just Shador. It was everybody, all the fans of college football were just having fun. It was funny. There was a lot of funny stuff, especially because fans do not like to be told, hey, this guy, we're anointing this guy. And then we see him for the first time. So let's face it. Most people, it was the first time they ever saw Arch Manning play college. He'd only started two games before that. And then had come in and, you know, did some running plays, some gimmick plays other than that. And everybody saw the same thing. He was terrible. You know, he was totally confused. Then he was sidearming everything. He was like doing a Mahomes impression, yet it was way off, was nowhere near. And it's, you know, it doesn't doom his career. Like, come on. I mean, we could go back, look at bad games that
Patrick
Mahomes had.
What is up with the sidearm stuff? That was weird.
Made no sense to me.
But
that was it. Then when I saw all of that, I'm like, man, the Shador fans do realize Arch is getting crucified.
Yeah.
Like, were they not seeing that? He was getting crushed by everybody.
But I think that they wanted to add to it because they've seen their guys getting crucified here.
They wanted
last...
him to be written off for his career. They got silly that.
I look at them. Let me just give you their perspective first, or what I believe is their perspective before I go to the phones here. You know, you and I have said, you guys bring up, well, you guys don't know nothing about anything until you see the Shador fans. I go, guys, we had Odell Beckham Jr. here. We had Johnny Manziel here. We had Baker Mayfield here. We got death threats from people in Oklahoma for crying out loud. Like there was a lot of people who did not.
And it was my residency here.
I mean, there were people who wished death on us and the Browns and everything over Baker Mayfield. All right. So when I like make the jokes like it ain't my first rodeo, it ain't. This is my fourth. But I think that you got to look at it through their eyes and go, hey, man, as much as I'm saying you just jumped into this whole Browns foray, you've kind of just jumped into the whole Sanders foray because they've been arguing for him for 4 years.
And by the way, we've been arguing with them.
But they don't pay attention because right. we were one of 32 teams that could have taken him, and we ended up being the team that took him. So now it's real with us. But before it's like, yeah, I like Shador Sanders, but that's all you would say. And then that was it. But they have been having knockdown dragouts on their social medias for 4 years and on their radio shows for 4 years. Chad in Connecticut, he's listening on the Free Odyssey app. Hello, Chad.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Morning. Doing well, Chad. Go ahead.
All right. So I just want to say I'm new here. I'm a Shador fan. I watch a lot of football. Never in my life watched one single Cleveland Browns game. I'm just going to let you know that right now. All right. So let me just give you a synopsis of why the people that are rooting for Shador and like Shador are so passionate as we are, right? So we sit here and we have Arch being put on a pedestal for playing against UTEP and I think Louisiana Monroe, and everybody's just saying he's the next coming, the front runner for Heisman, first round draft pick, hasn't done anything, right? Just because his last name is Manning.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have Shador, who played at Jackson State, even though it's, you know, under the level of the D1 that we're playing now. He played there, was able to show something similar to what Cam Ward did when JUCO came up, did really good at Washington State. Goes to Colorado. Colorado was much CTV every single week. Didn't matter if they got blown out by Oregon by 50 points or was in one possession game versus every other ranked team that they played that season. Against Caleb, I saw him play against Caleb. And I saw Shador outplay Caleb in that USC game. We saw it. So we all are looking at it and saying, hey, we saw the talent. We know that Colorado wasn't good. We know what they were dealing with, but we saw a star in Shador. We saw him with Travis, without Travis. We saw him lead that team. We all gone through footage, gone through these games, see him reading defenses, calling audibles at the line, changing protection. We're hearing his teammates saying, like, hey, we didn't know the play, but Shador is the person that's telling us the plays. He's telling us our routes. He's telling us our protections at the line. So when we hear these things and then we get to, you know, the draft and it's Shador is not good on the whiteboard. Shador doesn't know how to read defense. He doesn't know how to get in and out of huddles. He doesn't know how to set protections. We're just like, wait, we heard this from his teammates that he does this. I've seen it. So now we go through the draft, and for some reason, the New York Giants comes out and say, Shador was horrible at the whiteboard, blah, blah, blah. Now, that could have just been them signaling to their fans like, yo, we're not going to draft Shador. We're going to give you a reason why we're not going to draft Shador just so we can draft Jackson Dart and you guys don't kill us. But what that does is that railroads Shador's draft stock. So now we have all these other teams or other people believing but whatever
they
hear.
You think one team can do that? You don't think most teams are used to having other GM signal stuff like that for whatever reason? You don't think they do their own scouting, their own investigation?
In this situation,
why are they taking the Giants' word for it?
Because in this situation, you have somebody so polarizing and such a different type of quarterback and has such a different type of fan base and quote unquote aura and all these other things where it's kind of like, okay, he's a good quarterback. We see it, but he's a lot larger than life. Like if we draft him, he's going to be our most famous, our most loved, our most betrayed, or not betrayed, but most like wanted player. So if we draft him and it doesn't go well or we want to sit him or whatever, like any type of situation is going to be a lot. So they're just like, if there's any way or any other reason that we might not want to draft him other than that, they're going to go with it. So then, and on top of that, whatever issues the NFL or people have with Deion, which I don't really understand, but it's a thing, that just adds on to it. So just like whatever reason, we'll take the reason.
Chad,
given the reason.
Chad, thank you very much for the call. You accept that tone?
Well, I agree with most of what he said. I do think there were people out to portray him a certain way.
So
they didn't like, you know, the way he celebrated, which is so silly. They all celebrate touchdown. Like me and you were constantly saying, all right, just admit you don't like Deion or whatever. Like that makes no sense to me. I genuinely like the dude. Like the guy is, I just don't like his fans. Like that fan doesn't sound like a guy who's calling me a KKK member. Like that fan gave a really reasoned, you know, breakdown of why he feels like his guy is, you know, getting shade. But that's also not the guy that I'm talking to. That's not the guy I'm talking about at all.
But I think that's a normal guy that's going to call in that probably isn't going to start tweeting you crazy. I don't know what was said to you on social media over the weekend. This
is what's being said to everybody. It's not just me.
Very surprising to me.
I'm not going, woe is me. Like I saw them going after Albert Breer. I saw them. They're going after everybody. They're going after everybody because they feel like, okay, Arch had hype. Therefore, why are you tearing Shador down and not tearing Arch down, even though I don't think I've ever seen a guy get torn down the way Arch just got torn down over the last 4 days?
I'm going to ask John.
I don't think I've ever seen it.